Welcome back, father lovers, to a brand new episode of Last Call at Pemberton's, the best damn How I Met Your Father podcast on the internet. I am one of your hosts, Josh, here with my best bud, John. How you doing, man?
Dude, I am doing great tonight. Looking forward to talking about the kind of sort of two-part series, mid-season finale.
There it is. A whole lot of qualifiers there for that.
A whole lot of nothing is what these two episodes give us.
I don't think that's true, and I don't think you think that's true, sir.
Some people might not have watched it yet, bro. Spoilers.
That's true. That's true. Well, then they probably shouldn't be watching this show. Just saying.
I mean, that's true.
That's on
them. But we're glad that you are watching this show.
Absolutely. Yes, and like you said, it's two-parter. We had two episodes this week, so you're going to get two episodes this week. I hope you're ready.
Yeah, you
to
are.
Listen to our voice for at least a couple of hours. Deal with it.
Couple.
Yeah. But yeah, we are here to talk about How I Met Your Father, Season 2, Episode 10, I'm His Swish.
Swish!
Swish! This Josh, one aired.
Before we start talking about this episode really quick, when you think of Swish, do you really think of like a person?
No, man, it's basketball all the way.
Because I honestly thought this was going to be like a basketball episode because of the I'm His Swish.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay, yeah, we're going to get
maybe a
March Madness episode again where like they did the bracket and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
And then this whole episode, I'm like, that was fucking stupid.
I mean, I'll say this. They have this young guy with a dumb name. It's Scooby, man. It's Scooby all over
again.
I think the
thing that irritates me is that, like, kids, modern youth lingo changes so quick these days.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday kids were saying things like, fucking mint. And now it's like, that's my swish. And I'm like, fuck, what's a swish? Swishers sweets? We rolling joints? Because, I mean, yeah.
Was it a lingo thing or was it just his, like, nickname? I don't know.
I mean, it's his nickname.
I thought it was just his, that was just his nickname. I don't necessarily think kids say swish out in the world. I think it's just for this show.
Basketball. Kobe!
Yeah, I think it's just for the show, personally. But maybe it'll catch on. It'll become a thing.
I hope not. Because just like Yeet, it can see itself out the door.
I agree, 100%. So, this episode aired on March 28th of 2023. Was directed by Anthony Rich, who previously worked as a director on shows like Hot in Cleveland with Wendy Malick, who we saw in the last episode. Two Broke Girls. Good show there.
I like Two Broke Girls.
The Big Bang Theory. The Neighborhood. And the new Night Court that they just recently did. And Call Me Cat. Okay. The Night Court's the only one that I have not watched out of all those. I watched the old Night Court, but not the new one.
I mean, I watched the old Night Court too, and I've heard that the new one does not do the old one justice. I've heard it falls really short.
Yeah. I mean, the original Night Court was a great show. So it's hard to get to that level, you know.
But I mean, you're not granted, wrong.
That's how people felt about this show going into it. You know what I mean?
The only difference between this one and Night Court is that Night Court's been off the air for like 20 some years.
That is true.
And as you said, Night Court was an amazing, it was kind of a one of a kind show. And I mean, yeah, they're trying to like pick up like where Night Court left off and like do another telling of it. But like, I don't know. I just feel like from everything I've heard from a lot of different people, plus some online reviews, it's not good.
I don't know. Haven't watched it. Haven't really had the urge to watch it either, but all the other shows I watched or do watch is, you know, some of them are on. So that was the director. It was written by M. Dixon, and she serves as a producer on the show and has worked as a writer and story editor on other shows like Disenchantment and Superstore.
Both shows I like.
Yeah, very good stuff there. So the summary for this one, Sophie dates an older man, which encourages Jesse, Sid, and Charlie to take better care of themselves. Sophie and Vale battle over who gets the apartment for date night. Now, I don't know if I'd necessarily say it encourages Jesse to take better care of himself.
I was going to say, Jesse's not part of that whole better care of himself. No. He's got his own thing going on with Ellen in this episode.
I was going to say, Jesse's on his own path. But yeah, so like that summary, a little, not quite accurate, I'd say.
No.
So let's dive into this, John. So from the previous episode, it has now been a few weeks. Like 3 weeks or so-ish. And they still haven't met Robert yet.
Which I thought was a red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, understandably, you know, we got the welcome wagon in the last episode. Like, we don't want to obviously see that every time. But, like, you don't date somebody that long and not introduce them to your friends.
Yeah. Yes. I think she was nervous about what would happen. Because when we finally do see him introduced, we see what they're doing to her the whole time. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think, I mean, maybe she was right to think, you know, to be wary about introducing him. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, you're not wrong. I think it was just, I don't know, something about not introducing somebody to your close group of friends. But I will say this, though, because the way they bring him in this episode, like everybody's around the bar and they're all just kind of like poking fun at her dating an older guy.
Yeah.
So maybe this is just me, but... So he walks up and he's like, what are we all laughing at? And Ellen's like, oh, we're laughing at our friend dating an older guy. First off, why would you announce that to some random fucking stranger?
Well, it is Ellen.
I mean,
it is Ellen. Yeah, so
usually the more presentable one who doesn't make a fool of herself in public like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think they were planning anything, or you know, it was just he walked up, and Ellen just did her. You know, she was Ellen in that moment.
I get that. That was the one critique on that I had was I'm like,
I mean, in general, as Ellen, she shouldn't be just announcing that in general. You know what I mean? I do agree with that because. Yeah, you don't know who this guy is. He's just a dude who walked up. And if he was just a stranger, wouldn't that be really fucking weird that this random dude just walks up into your guys' space, like in between you guys, and it's like, hey, what are you guys laughing about? Like,
right?
I would be weirded out. What's going on? I'd be real weirded out by that, you know, if I didn't know this guy.
He didn't just walk up to the bar. He walked in between Sophie and pretty sure it was Valentina sitting next to her.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, he didn't just, like, walk up to the bar. He walked between two people. So, clearly, that means he either was, like, trying to get a... I mean, desperately trying to get a drink in an open bar, or...
Yeah. Where there's so much room you could lay on the thing. But yeah.
So yeah. Like I said, only critique I had to that was like, I don't understand why they're having that conversation like that when clearly there are a lot of people in that bar.
Yeah. No. Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I wanted to mention that I thought was funny, and it's kind of a runner a few times throughout it, is this cowboy stuff. They start with the cowboy cleanup thing and they do another one, like the cowboy counseling or whatever it was later on.
Cowboy.
Cowboy confessions.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I don't know. I thought that was funny.
Not going to lie. I'm jealous that we never had something like that when we lived together.
Yeah. I like that they're putting in more funny little cutaway things like that as the show's going on. You know what I mean? We're just getting little tidbits here and there of little
great
things.
Great tidbits, too. Like, shit that really flushes out character development.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, absolutely. That means that Valentina and Sophie have quirky little cleaning habits.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Because, I mean, which is hilarious. Marshall and had his little quirk of...
And they're trying to trademark it.
Yeah. Which I thought that was great. You know, not in front of them.
Yeah.
Wait for the sharks. Like,
yeah, for the second one, she's like, wait, yeah, only for the sharks. Which I thought was really, really fun. I thought it was interesting that Jesse is the one that starts, you know, the whole making fun of him. It's like, it was when it first happened, I was like, is this going to be a Ted situation where the guy who likes the girl is going to be the one guy ragging on this dude for being old, but then everybody else started doing it. So I
thought the same thing.
Yeah. I was worried that there was going to be a Bob situation. Yeah.
I love Bob. He's always one of my favorite little side dates.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a fun one. Let's get silly, bitches.
I think it makes me laugh more because like they clearly say like, In reality, he was only a few years older than us, probably. But this is how I see him, and like,
it's funny, yeah, because he was close to what Robert's age is.
Yeah,
I think he was like 45 or 46. Robert's 51 or 52, right around that age. I think he's like 52.
The other thing I like is that when they do that scene, they use father and son actors so that the actors kind of like looked similar.
Yeah. Yeah. That is cool.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's see. Oh yeah, we learned that Vale is dating a new guy here.
Yep.
We don't learn a lot about him yet, but
she
did say that Sophie dating this older man caused her to broaden her age range on the dating apps. So you assume that she's now dating somebody older as well.
You would think.
And that is
the only thing that irritates me is so this whole storyline goes down. This is mentioned and we don't ever see a Charlie reaction.
I thought the exact same thing. Yes. Yeah. They never pan over to his face at all. Never see his face. Yeah.
Nope. And I was like, man, I kind of want to know what Charlie's reaction to her dating somebody is like.
Yeah. I think it's because they don't want to focus on that story. They don't want to build toward anything yet. My assumption. But it did seem weird and awkward that it didn't happen, you know? So yeah, I thought that.
But I don't know. It just seemed weird that like they brought that whole thing up and then like ignored Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like I know he's got his own set of shit going on, but
but that's the thing. It's like he tried the dating thing. He was doing the one night stand stuff, and you remember with the baskets and everything.
Yeah,
but since then, nothing for Charlie. You know,
nothing at all. Well, I mean, and him and Sid have their own fun little adventure in this episode, which we can start talking about.
I mean, there's a couple other things before we get in there that I want to mention. So Charlie touches Robert's face, like he caresses his face, right?
He does.
And then Sid makes a comment, "We don't need another lawsuit."
Yeah.
Meaning this has happened before and there's been a lawsuit, and that just tickled my fancy to think that Charlie in his over exuberance got them sued for something like that.
when they made that comment, though, I looked at it as like, because I don't know, I'm going to say this in a way that's probably not going to make sense to most people, but you'll understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's a culture thing. Charlie is of a different upbringing than us.
Yeah, no, I get it. Clearly, him doing it, I get, but I still think it's hilarious that they seemingly got sued for it at some point.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that the first one was probably a female. He probably flirted with the wrong person, and it just kind of backfired on him.
Yeah, probably. I would have loved to have seen there's so many opportunities for cutaways that we haven't gotten.
That
I would have loved
true.
To have seen something from that, but it allowed the imagination to kind of roll. We talked about cowgirl cleanup, but there's also Top Hat Sophie.
I mean,
it's very, very small. And there's one very small one after that. Apparently it was like a 2-week stretch, but it's since they started being friends, which has been a few months. Like it hasn't been a full year yet. I'm pretty sure in the timeline of the show.
I don't think it's been a full year.
So I thought that was interesting that this Top Hat thing happened, and we're just getting glimpses of it, which apparently for 2 weeks, Sophie was wearing a top hat. And it just made me think of like the gentleman and stuff like that. Bringing the top hat.
Why not
back.
Marshall's hat?
Marshall's giant funk hat. I love that hat.
I want to beat it with a bat.
I would have wore that hat. I'm just saying. I would have.
You totally would have. You're not wrong. Oh my God. I could have seen early 2000s Josh rocking that hat.
Oh, hell yeah. And then there's one other thing that happens before everybody kind of splits away. Robert sees a guy sitting at a table wearing a Class of 88 shirt. And he's like, hey, Class of 88, me too. And this dude is really fucking old looking.
Dude, really old looking.
Now, I looked up the actor. This actor is 75 years old.
Oh, holy shit.
And Robert is supposed to be like 52. Now, granted, John Corbett is actually 61 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he aged like fine wine, sir. You know what I mean? So I thought that was funny that they cast a 75-year-old because, yeah, he's supposed to look really old, even though if I was 50, 52, and I looked like a 75-year-old man, that would
Well,
hurt.
I mean, that's what kicks Jesse and Sid off on, or not Jesse, Charlie and Sid off on Charlie their little Sid, adventure, yeah. Which, hilarious.
Yes, it is. Yeah, let's dive into that.
Well, I have to say, I loved it seeing this old man. Oh, it's like apples and oranges, you know. Rob looks like this, and that guy looks like this. And
yeah.
It goes on this, like, we need to preserve our skin. And, like, I really wish we would have seen a few more
treatments,
attempts. Yeah.
Yeah, because like, what do we
maybe
got?
Maybe the
got
whole cucumbers and face masks.
Yeah, like actually do like an actually full-on spa treatment. Maybe they're like in the mud, you know, like a mud bath. Yeah. Any of those basic things.
They went right to the extreme. This extreme freezing and...
This Kirsten woman, she seemed to take pleasure in torturing them.
Maybe she did.
Yeah. I have a little tidbit about this actress, by the way.
Okay.
So the woman who plays Kirsten is an actress named Carson Fagerbach. Do you recognize that last name? Fagerbach.
No.
She is the real-life daughter of Bill Fagerbach, who played Marshall's dad, Marvin Erickson Sr.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know his name, so that's really fucking cool.
How cool, yeah, right? How cool is that? I thought that was an awesome little thing.
Marshall's
that they did
sister.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right there. I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, she was definitely enjoying. She did the cryotherapy, and then the tray of Botox. And apparently more stuff we find out later on that Charlie went and did a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I loved that, like, she had no hesitation grabbing that tray of, like, fucking Botox. She's like, yeah, let's do this. Like,
yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, red flag, pull out. Yeah.
Like, I really, like, when they first went there, I was like, okay, they're going to do some spa treatments like we talked about, you know? I really thought that's what they jumped right into the extreme with it, which I was like, oh, I kind of wish they had been a bigger focus so that we could have gotten more. Cause theirs was the shortest stuff.
Yeah. They had the least stuff.
Yeah. And so
now,
it was a little sad.
While we're talking about this, this is where I get to do my nice guy. You know, like I usually, I give you that little pedestal for like a 5 minute window.
Well, appreciate that.
How do you keep your skin looking so youthful at 38, Josh?
Ooh, it's so nice. I don't know. I don't do anything.
You don't have a skin routine?
No, I don't. I just have like oily skin and then I take a shower. I don't know. I got lucky. I don't have like super dry skin, so it doesn't get all like shitty.
There is a girl out there somewhere cursing you out right now. That son of a bitch.
I mean, the number of women who have been like, oh my God, I would kill for your hair. I'm just like, you can have it.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear that one all the time.
Yeah. I'm just
especially
like,
after I've given it a good like shampoo and conditioning. Yeah. Like, people are like, your hair is so luxurious. I'm like, okay, fucking thanks.
Yeah. When mine first grows out to this and it's still like nice and vibrant and alive, because a lot of it's kind of like dead ends and stuff now. And when it's nice and it's like got real springy curls and stuff, they fawn over it, man. It's insane how many times I used to get women literally coming up and wanting to touch my hair and stuff and commenting on it. And it was all the time. It was crazy.
There was one time I went to cut my hair and I remember the stylist being like, I don't want to cut it. And I'm like, I'm just talking about the sides and the back. And she was like, oh my God, thank God.
I know. Did you see my post earlier?
I did.
Yeah. 10 years ago today, I chopped all of my hair off, went right down to a buzz.
I remember that.
It made some people sad. And it was like, it was this sad. Length. Yeah, it was this length and gone.
You going to do it again?
Yeah, probably not.
Like 10-year anniversary.
Every decade, it just gets the axe gone.
Well, I mean, I haven't addressed this on anything because I usually wear my hats while we record. But for those of people who don't know, about a year and a few months at this point, I literally took my long hair and cut it all off and like literally went straight to buzz for like a few months. And I've recently just started growing my hair back out. It's been about like, I got it back to where I can finally get it back in a ponytail, so I'm happy.
Yeah. I was going to say, for a while there, it was just, like, spikeable. You know what I mean? That's what kind of where you were keeping it. Yeah.
Yep. That's why I always wear a hat while we record, because it's like, I'm not where I want my hair back yet, so.
That's fair. No, I get that.
Finally addressing that in a podcast.
You're talking to the guy who, when I decide to grow my hair out, I have to go through a fro period.
I know, but I like your fro period.
It's ridiculous looking at times because I can't do anything with it really, and I don't like straighten my hair, and it's incredibly curly when it's like that because it doesn't have enough hair to weigh it down yet like it does now.
He said my hair was curly.
It's literally like getting fro shit going on. It's insane, which is that's the worst part. About cutting my hair is just when I decide to grow it back, and then I have to go through all that. Yeah, same with my beard, which is why I don't do it. Just don't.
Yeah, I've kind of just discovered that leaving my beard alone has just been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Yeah,
I mean it's finally
like, honestly, I haven't even like cleaned up the cheeks. I trimmed the bottom because it was like real scraggly, so I trimmed like the bottom, but I haven't done literally anything else in. Fuck, I don't even know. At least 8 years.
Got us off on a really bad tangent, and I apologize.
Anybody listening right now,
I am so sorry.
This is what the people don't pay for. You know, because it's free.
They're like, God damn, click forward, click forward. Oh my God, they're still talking about skincare.
They're still talking about their beards. What is happening here?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. But yeah.
They go through some crazy extremes right away.
And I like the age simulator thing. I thought that was a funny thing.
I think it's funny when Sid's all like, oh, look at me. I hold up pretty well. And she's like,
South Asians don't raisin. And I'm just like, I've never heard that. That was great. South Asians don't raisin.
I mean.
But then they apparently, according to the simulator, he does. But it's like, she's 25 years from now. So like when they're Robert's age, you know, which would be that old dude who was sitting also technically, you know, within the show. And that's essentially what they look like.
See, that's one of the things I say I'm going to be glad at is that knowing that, like, I'm 38 right now. I'm almost where Robert's age is in the show. And I don't look it. To myself, I don't look it.
I don't think either of us look almost 40. I really don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this, let us know. Do we hold up on the age spectrum? Because if I do, I'll go fucking shave my beard off right now. Like,
don't do that.
Baby face. No, I
don't
wouldn't.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't. I've worked way too hard on this beard lately, dude.
At minimum, you got to keep a goatee. You can't just take it all off, man. It's not allowed.
No. I need that youthful baby face again.
No. It's too much baby. Not enough face. I don't think that made any sense, but I went for it anyways. But and so their story ends up tagging in to the end of the Jesse Ellen story, which I figure we'd probably dive into.
Yeah. Next. Then we can just kind of swoop back around to cap off Charlie and Sid.
Yeah, so.
Now, this story arc kind of, I didn't know how to feel about this one at first, because, like, I understand, you know, Jesse's going through his thing right now. He's going through a little bit of a funk, and, like, it is what it is. So, you know, Jesse wants to hang out with his sister. He wants to, you know, get a pizza and relax. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, I get that. But then Ellen gets a phone call, and it's Hannah.
No, like, Rachel. Rachel. Hannah's Sid.
I'm still having a hard time figuring out which one's which on those two. I'm not going to lie. And it's because of the lack of screen time for both of them.
That's fair.
But yeah, it's Rachel. And I'm like, okay, so you can't just tell your significant other you're having a movie night? Like, and she does it first. She's but like, I don't know. I
get both sides. I think Ellen made some poor choices here. Mainly because, like, if you're gonna bring her over, okay, take her to Sid's room. Sid's out of town.
Yeah.
Right? You know, or not out of town, but he's busy, I should say. Go use his room. Like, don't do that to your brother.
Right.
Don't do that, you know, like.
Well, especially because after Jesse walks in on them and he comes back out of the room, she runs out wrapped in like a sheet or a towel. I couldn't actually tell which it was. It looked more like a sheet.
Yeah, and I think it was a sheet.
She's like, I just want you to know that, like, you might have saw boob, and it wasn't my boob. It was her boob.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to specify that.
Like, I think it's more because, like, I don't want you to be traumatized thinking you saw your sister's boob.
I mean, that's
I think that's really all it was. I don't think.
I mean, it goes back to has she not been in his room out of the available rooms?
Yeah. Though it does make me wonder if, because he heard something and that's why he went over there, it does make me wonder, would he have gone into Sid's room and seen it anyways? You know? But at that point, that's his fault even more. That's more his fault than anything.
Well, here's the real question, though. Because she makes the comment he'd been gone for a while.
Yeah.
So would he went and have checked room to see what's going on there, or would he have just assumed Sid was back and doing something in his room?
I mean, I don't know, because he would have assumed that Ellen would be there, and then she wouldn't have been there, because obviously she would have been in a bedroom.
So right.
Would she have gone looking? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't really know what he would have
That's
done.
That's fair. Yeah, we can't really...
Ellen chose to use Jesse's bed. Like, come on. That doesn't seem cool.
I mean, not really. I waited until you moved out before I started having sex in your bed.
There you go. See, now, honestly, what Ellen should have just done, she should have left a note, been like, went to go have sex, be back soon.
Fair.
And then just go undone your thing and hop back. Like, come on.
Hell yeah.
Just saying, man. Like, I feel like Rachel would just need to understand, like, hey, yeah, we can get it on, you know, you're home now. Yeah, let's do it. But I still made plans with my brother.
Here's the thing, though. Did it really have to be at that point in time? You couldn't have waited till later on in the evening?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're wrong in that situation. You know,
I mean, like, family time is still a very important thing. And, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't want to overthink it.
I don't remember if she said how long she had been gone, though, either.
I mean, it couldn't have been too long. I mean, yeah, he'd been gone for a while, but it was...
No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, how long Rachel had been away. Oh. Because, like, she's like, oh, I'm missing her. Because I don't think it was long, because Rachel was like, I got down there, and my grandma's friends were all like, don't say gay. And I was like, I'm going to say gay. Bye. Which makes me think that she was there not very long and it was like, I'm not staying here, I'm out, and came back home.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's exactly how they make it sound.
That's why I have no interest in going to Florida. It's like, well, thanks.
Yeah, right? Like,
plus it's too fucking hot. It'll be too fucking hot down there soon. No thanks.
Dude, plus the humidity. Oh, like, you shower, you get out, you towel off, and you're already fucking moist again.
Exactly. Like, no thanks. If I'm gonna get moist, I'm gonna do that in the bedroom. What?
High five.
Smack. Virtual five.
Oh man.
But yeah, okay, so when Jesse gets back, after the moment that he sees what's going on, he backs out of the room. I died laughing because that pizza just went everywhere.
Everywhere. And I thought
slices, it's like raining pizza.
I really wish, because a lot of it lands on his shirt.
Yeah.
I really wish a slice would have hit him in the face.
That would have been good. Or like he picked it up and like took a bite and then continued on being mad about stuff. I don't know. But it's a waste of pizza, man.
It was an absolute waste of pizza.
Like, you pick all those slices up, brush them off. They're good. Fine. Come on. They're fine.
Who's never had floor pizza? Come on.
Exactly.
It's a true testament to how clean their apartment can be.
Yeah. Don't be lying, by the way, guys. You've all had floor pizza.
I was going to say, I have dropped worse things than pizza on the floor, picked it up and picked off a couple pieces of, like, fuzz. And
it's true. It. Yeah. I mean,
it's like Marshall and his Stromboli.
Oh, my God. The fucking Stromboli. Oh, shit. Oh my God!
Oh man, that sounds like really good Stromboli.
Yeah, we also learned Jesse hasn't slept with anybody since Meredith. Granted, it hasn't been that long.
I was gonna say it hasn't been that long. It's only been a few weeks.
But so last week you were calling slut on Sophie. I did. In this season alone, Jesse has been with four girls. Now, he hasn't banged them, obviously, but he has been out with four girls. And if he wasn't such a Ted and couldn't close, he would have. Because he banged three of them.
I'm not disagreeing with you, though. I'm saying perception. So,
no, I get it.
Call it.
Yeah, man. I mean, Jessie's being a bit of a slut. Then, you know, if she's gonna be called out, so is he.
That's fair. I mean, at this point in time, though, I mean, like, I'm not slut shaming. I'm just calling it.
And for at least the last two, he's gone looking. Sophie's not out actively looking. They just
happen to find her.
Shit just happens, man. She's a lucky happens. Son of a bitch.
I mean, she's a beautiful woman in New York City.
It's true. It's very true. And she's like very quirky and stuff too. So it's like, she's not a shitty person. Well, no. In most aspects, we've seen some aspects that we've talked about before that make her not really a good person, but you know, in general, she's pretty cool. But Ellen convinces him to get back out there, and they take him to the bar, and they point out this girl and tell him, you know, go say hello. And then we get this moment with him where he's like, I don't even know how to say that. Hello. Hello. It's like the bowl scene with Ted. Cause it's like, he's saying this word and it just doesn't sound right. And he doesn't know how to say it anymore. Bowl.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. This would have been a perfect opportunity for them to pull the, have you met Ted, but.
Yeah. Have you met Jessie? Boom. There it is.
But instead, you know, like a little fun, finally standing up on his own legs, Jesse walks over to her.
In the most awkward way that he says hi.
Dude, so fucking awkward. I cringed a little bit where I was like, damn. Dude,
it fucking works. It works.
I mean, but it works in a TV show. Do you really think that would work in real life?
I mean, we're talking about a TV show, so I have to only talk about it in the context. To that, I don't know
if we're talking about it in that aspect, then yes, it worked.
it fucking worked for him.
Shocked me. I was like, no,
so much so that they're holding hands as they go to his apartment.
Yeah, I thought that too. I was like, that's kind of quick.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like
someone's got some emotional attachment problems. You fucking tell her dad he doesn't give a shit, man. She's gonna be naked so quick.
I think both of them do, man. I mean,
Jesse's been through a fucking rough patch. Granted, we don't know what this random fucking stranger's been through either. So
that is true. I think her name was Anne. I think he says it one time. I think Anne. Yeah. But then he goes into the apartment, and then on the couch and chair, Sid and Charlie are there, and they do not look good, man. The opposite.
In all
good.
Fairness, Sid looks way worse.
He does, but apparently he had an allergic reaction to the Botox. He was all effed up, man.
Yeah, and poor Charlie, he just went for some like.
Yeah, he said. Well, he said lasers, needling, and a chemical peel. And it's like, oh my god, dude. So it's like. His skin is essentially raw at this point.
Oh yeah, he's got like burns.
Yeah, burns and raw skin. Like there's nothing. Like yeah, that's not good.
He should probably put in some fucking like Vaseline or something on his skin.
I'll say this: he's lucky he looks as good as he does in the next episode. You know what I mean?
You're not wrong.
Like, he healed up pretty good in the. I think it was just under a week because it's the following Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure what day this episode is specifically set. I don't know if they say it or not, but the next episode is the following Saturday. I know that at least.
Yeah.
so that all happens. Jesse takes Anne into his bedroom. And they start, you know, they're about to start making out. Like it's about to go down.
It's about to go down like Chinatown.
Like, if Ellen had gone to Sid's room, Jesse would be having sex right then.
Yeah,
done deal.
But again, though, straight to Jesse's room. Like she has her own apartment.
That too. Yeah. Absolutely. But no, it's almost going to go down, and it doesn't, because she finds a bra. We don't actually know whose bra it is. but there's a bra. And
well, no, he says it's my sister's.
Well, no, he says it's probably my sister's. I don't even he doesn't even actually know whose it is, because everything happened real fast. But here's my problem. All he had to do was explain the actual situation, what actually happened. I don't think it's that weird, at least not on Jesse. It's not weird. That's on Ellen. It's like, yeah, my sister did this thing. Okay. She's a little, she has boundary issues. You know, you could go with that.
Emotional attachment problems.
So, he could have just explained it and I think been fine. But instead,
there were definitely ways to save that situation. He could have turned it up.
He could have, man.
Dude, he totally tatted it up.
He did. And it made me wonder, because I didn't think about it the first time I watched it. But the second time I watched it, it made me wonder, has he been doing screwing these dates up on purpose, like at least subconsciously?
I think he has been.
Yeah. Because of his feelings, obviously, for Sophie.
One of the last few episodes. Yeah. I was going to say, he said it right out in one of the last couple of episodes that, like, he still has feelings for Sophie.
Yeah, it was the last one. It was the welcome protocol.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think it's he's sabotaging them.
I think it's subconsciously.
I was going to say, I don't think he's setting it up. I think he's subconsciously sabotaging them just enough so that they don't work.
Yeah. Cause you said, he could have explained it. He could have salvaged it.
Oh, 100%.
But he chose not to and got super flustered and then be like, I'll call you a Lyft. Like, he jumped right to, okay, bye. You know what I mean? Like, peace right out. Away. Yeah.
Yeah. And
he didn't have to do that.
He didn't, but he did.
And like in the last one, he super rushed the stuff with Dana and the same thing essentially. You know what I mean? Like it all just fell apart. So
yeah, crazy I how think, that shit happens.
Yeah. I think his feelings are causing him to not really be able to move on. And I mean, we see in the next episode, something that happened around the time of this episode. I think it would have been probably just before the start, because I think it's before they meet Robert. I believe so. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, he's got it bad, man. Real bad.
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame him. She's a great girl.
Yeah, and she at this point, she is the one that got away for him.
Yeah.
All right, so that... that is the Jesse Ellen stuff. What we got left here is some Sophie and Vale with their dates. Sophie, Robert, Vale, and Swish.
Swish.
So Sophie is putting together a romantic dinner for her and Robert. But I noticed something. I don't know if you noticed this. It's all like takeout type stuff. Like it's all in containers.
No, like, I didn't notice that.
She's putting the salad from a plastic like takeout container into the bowl, and then she piles up a stack of these plastic takeout containers and sticks them underneath the table, underneath the counter. Yeah. Like she didn't make this dinner. Yeah.
Okay, there's something else that does that in the movie where they're like, oh, nobody will ever know. And then I don't remember.
Yeah. I remember something and it was like KFC. Oh, is that 70s show? Red does it on that 70s show, and it's KFC, right. And he's got like all the stuff, all the pieces, and Kitty, knows. But I'm sure it's been done in other things. I'm sure it's been done in other things. You know, I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was kind of cute though that she was trying to do a date for him,
yeah,
because up to this point he's done it all, and they had done like a little like series of like things that he had done for her, like try this, and she's like, shit, and like there's the It's like a raspberry or something. He puts like the drink.
Yeah, something that he dropped into the champagne. Yeah, and she was like, "Oh, you are amazing." Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's one of one of them is like this sauce that he's making, and I don't remember what the other one is. What was the other thing? I don't know. It was something else though.
It was
what it was, but yeah, she's super, you know, into all of it. But yeah, she wants to show him that she can do stuff too.
And I mean, that's what our ship is about, though. It's 50-50.
Yeah,
which reminds me, I have somebody who now owes me lunch.
All right, that's always a good memory to pop in there. Free lunch, food. Folks. Free lunch. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
This guy never says no to a free meal.
Fuck yeah, man. But they are not alone, John. They are not alone. Because Vale shows up as she's getting this dinner ready. And she's got a visitor with her. A guest, so to speak. That's right.
Swish!
Swish! And apparently, this dude is a college student at NYU, class of 2026, which makes him a freshman.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out that math in my head, and I couldn't quite figure out if it was freshman or sophomore. And then I just got tired of trying to figure it out in my head.
Because this is the second half of the year for freshman year at this point. Because my assumption is at this point we're pretty much back on track with the date. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it sounds about like, right.
They did the Valentine's episode right at the beginning of March for us, but then they've skipped a few weeks. So I think we're right about where we should be timeline-wise, and so it would make sense now. So, yeah, he's a freshman, dude. And, like...
That's crazy. I mean, in all fairness, though, in reason of what's going on, it's not weird, though, that she's... Well, I mean, it's weird. It'd be a freshman, though. Never mind. I'll shut up.
Yeah, I mean, because they're all in their 30s. So she's in her early 30s, and he's like 18.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? Maybe 19. Maybe. Depending on...
I mean,
on,
in all like, fairness, though, birthday. She's a smoking 30.
I mean, that's true. I mean, but like, I don't think it should be different for guys and girls at all. You know what I mean?
Oh. I'm not saying it should be different at all either. I'm just saying, though, she's hot.
That is true. Let's say she's 30, flat out 30. You cut that in half. That's 15. Add 7. We're talking 23. Or no, 22. I mean, she's 4 years under that. I'm just saying, Phil. Yeah. You're way below the threshold for creepy.
I think it's kind of funny, though, because we were talking about this before we started recording. This is definitely Scooby vibes.
Oh, 100%, man. Swish is totally Vale Scooby, and Robert is Sophie's Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And it's a great...
Which is funny, because his name is Robert, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Bob.
I hadn't thought about that. Bob.
Which is Bob. So he's literally her Bob. Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
Oh, man. So that's actually kind of funny. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that they get into this little bit of a fucking argument, though, about who should be at the house because, like, Sophie hasn't been there, but Val wants the place. But so, I mean, in all fairness, you can't really kick your... I mean, we've tried not to kick people out.
Neither of them handle this situation very good, very well. They just don't.
No. No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Especially because it's a small apartment to start. So it's not like it's like Jesse and Sid's apartment where like you could at least like have the room to like not really trip over each other. But Val's and Sophie's apartment isn't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true.
Now we have lived in small apartments together and never had this problem though.
Granted. We've never lived in apartments as small as theirs.
Not Central Avenue is kind of small.
Yeah, no, I mean, it had like that big back room and stuff. Whereas, like, they don't have anything like that. Like, that I feel true. Like there was space, at least some space.
The big room and, that we used as a storage area.
Yeah, you go hang out in there if you wanted. I mean, if it was like them with that space, it would probably be like an actual like something as opposed to us just throwing a bunch of shit in there.
Well, I mean, it's not like we wanted that to be what that turned into, but I mean, we had nothing else that we could really do with the strip.
That's true. It's very true.
I mean, that wasn't the point, though. Point was is that we never had the issue of like tripping over one another, of fighting for an apartment. Yeah. You know why? It's called communication.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, they've been friends for a while, but we've already experienced that. Sometimes they're quick to jump to this kind of thing because it happened when they went to Vale's parents. You know, Vale was quick to jump and be mad at Sophie for something. And even though they resolved it, it still happened. It's happening again. So, like, we see this thing happening. Yeah.
They need to get better communication between the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I feel like there's probably going to be, I feel like at some point down the line, we're going to see a big blow up with them. Oh, something will happen. You know, and maybe they won't be friends for a little while. You know, it could get real awkward. You know,
that would suck.
It could be interesting story, though. You never know.
True. Who knows?
And maybe, like, whoever one of them is dating, they'll stay at that person's place for a while. I don't know. It could get interesting. I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot of possibilities. We'll that's what I love about maybe not knowing.
Maybe going to stay with her fiance.
Oh, snap. That's right, sir.
Shit.
Oh, man. Speaking of Swish, Vale and Swish dancing to loud music while Sophie and Robert are trying to have a nice dinner. That was a pretty shitty move, man.
That is. Like, and that's what I'm talking about, though. The communication here.
Well, I don't think it necessarily had anything to do with communication. I think it was more that Vale was doing it to be spiteful. True. Like, I don't think necessarily communication would have done anything because Vale was going to do it anyways.
That is, you know what I mean? You're not wrong.
Because, like, you tell me she couldn't have just gone into, like, her own room and they could have just danced in her room. I feel like the bedroom's probably at least big enough to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she could have done that. But no, right out there. And so loud that they couldn't hear, that Robert and Sophie couldn't even hear each other talk.
And like, they were right across the table from a small table from one another.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
which means that shit was loud.
It just, like I said, this whole part of the story arc in this episode kind of pissed me off. Like,
yeah.
It could have easily been solved if they'd communicated properly between the two of them. But at the same time, I can't really say shit because I mean it goes back to that whole when you're in the starting parts of a relationship you change a little bit to suit the needs of the other person and like
yeah
I get it we've been there we have fun about stupid shit I can't argue it's annoying to watch because it's like stupid TV trope. It's like, oh, of course they got to have this disagreement so that they can be stronger at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but I do, however, like that even when they have had their fights, they actually find good ways to come back from it. And they realize they don't blame the other person. They both come to realize that they were both in the wrong. And it happened in the other situation, too.
Yeah.
Which I like that because you don't typically see that. You know what I mean?
No, that you're right. Yeah. That you typically don't see.
So I like that they're kind of changing up that trope a little bit.
That is nice. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's funny, though, that all this goes down. And then at the end of like as their story's being told, like, because, it comes to a little bit of a head. They have their words. And as they're having their words, like, Robert has went to use the bathroom. But Swish is clearly sitting right there behind the two of them. And
he walks up as Vale is saying some stuff. And
she's like, oh, maybe I do love him. maybe I'm gonna, you know, be with him. And he's like, oh, and he leaves.
He just leaves.
And I was like, oh shit. Well, that's one fuck of a way to scare somebody away, I guess. Like, that's a Ted Mosby, I guess.
Yeah.
But we find out shortly after, she didn't scare him away. He fucking goes and gets a ring.
No, flowers. He goes and gets flowers.
You're right.
Yeah.
Motherfucker came back with some fucking flowers and a proposal.
Yeah. He proposes to Vale. And she fucking says yes.
She said yes. I was like, what the fuck?
What are you doing? Even so, like, I felt like Sophie in that moment. She's like, why did you say yes? Oh my God. Because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I'm like, no, you don't do this. Oh my goodness. Stockholm Syndrome. And this is going to be a thing, man. This is going to be
a thing. I'm wondering how long this one's going to play. Because it was clearly this episode and the next episode.
And it's going to continue. Because, it's going to continue. We'll leave it at that.
Crazy shit.
There was something that I wanted to mention about Switch that happened a little earlier, though, just because it caught my fancy, and I really liked the dialogue in it. We find out that he's studying, quote unquote, really old films from the 90s.
Scream.
And that he's doing his thesis on the Scream franchise, which I thought was really cool. And apparently Robert Kader, the New York premiere, and David Arquette loved his hummus.
So there's a line as they're having the discussion about Scream. It made me legit laugh way harder than it probably should have. Because kids today, like youth today, don't understand a lot of the shit that we had when we were that age.
I bet I know which one it is, too.
They really create phones.
Landlines?
Landlines. Yeah. Okay, landlines. I couldn't remember if we said rotary phones or landlines. Did they really create landlines just for that movie? And I'm like, did he really say that?
Oh, like, man. And there was also the scene where he asks Robert to do the modem noise.
Yeah.
And then he like beatboxes with him. Like Switch does some beatbox over it.
A lot of their interaction between the two of them was hilarious.
They had another great one together when Sophie and Vale are fighting and Switch turns to him.
Should we get involved?
No, he's like, we should just stay quiet, right? And Robert's like, you're very smart for your age. I was like, that was awesome.
I mean,
even though you can tell Robert, like, he kind of knows this dude's kind of dumb, whatever, he never really talks down to him. He's cool, whatever, you know what I mean?
But here's the thing, though. Is he really dumb, or is he just inexperienced with life?
Yeah, that could be. I think,
in all fairness, we don't know much about Swish.
That's true.
They present him to be stupid, but I mean, in all fairness,
we have to remember we're looking at this character through future Sophie's eyes.
Yep.
And future Sophie, well, Sophie in general, thought he was an idiot.
Yeah.
So as far as we know, you know, according to Sophie, he's an idiot. But that might not be the case. I mean, he is going to NYU. You know, he's obviously studying film of some sort.
NYU.
So, I mean, he's probably not actually dumb. That's just how it comes off. That's why Scooby was the way he was, I feel. Like, I doubt he was nearly as bad, you know, as Ted brings him off to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When he tells the story.
But the only other person that I can kind of parallel to How I Met Your Mother, think Mary the Paralegal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ted, most of that date thinks she's a fucking hooker and he's really impressed. And so is Marshall when they think she's spouting legal terms and like they think she's a hooker. Hookers wouldn't know that shit, but then she turns out to be a paralegal and it all just, well, I mean, you're right. They might, but the whole point I was trying to make with that one was that it made sense at the end when all of a sudden, oh shit, she's a paralegal.
Yeah.
Now she's not no dumb hooker anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, we don't really know much of anything about Swish. Whether we'll learn more, who knows? Because he's obviously going to be around for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
I'm assuming he's going to be around because we know, again, he's at least in the next episode. And I'm assuming he'll be around for at least a couple more after that.
Yeah. I mean, they got to make good with this proposal storyline, like this engagement storyline. It's got to be good.
It needs to ride its course. Like,
yeah. Like,
I want to see wedding prep. I want to see cake testing. I want to see Val in a nice wedding dress.
Yeah, I'm curious how far will Val let it go. That's what I'm curious about.
I was kind of wondering that in the next episode because, like,
yeah,
there were opportunities where it could have been crushed, but who knows?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Not my series, not my cast.
It's true. So Robert wants to leave. And even like as an audience member, I'm like, oh man, is he trying to bolt? Like, you know, what's going on here? He can't handle all this stuff. He's like, I gotta go. But we find out that is not the case, John.
No, he's just fucking, this is that Murphy's Law episode of, not Murphy's Law. The episode where like Ted and Barney are like, he has the 30 list, like things you shouldn't do after you turn 30.
Oh yeah. 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 It's the one where they go to the party, right? Or is that, no, that's the single and couples one. That's different.
That's the single and couples one. The one I'm talking about is where like Ted and Barney, like Ted stays home and like he's eating soup.
Oh yeah.
Barney goes like the fucking rave and pierces his own ear.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, Robert's just like, I want to go home and get 9 hours of sleep. And I just can't keep up with this. And like,
I can't see your phone because I don't have my reading glasses.
I thought that was a funny fucking edited line. I can't see your phone. I ain't wearing my readers. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, his readers. It's like, oh my God, I haven't heard that term in a while. So that was good.
We know that Sophie wears glasses, like, because we've seen her wearing glasses, and future Sophie's had her glasses on once or twice. Yeah. So if he had put readers on, I don't feel like it would have been a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Like, I don't think it would have mattered. I just don't think he had them. I think that was the problem. He just didn't have them.
I mean, it might be. I mean, I'm wondering, though, if he thought it would have made him look older. I mean, they don't really tell you why he doesn't have them.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he purposely didn't bring them, if he doesn't use them around Sophie because of that reason. Maybe. I'm projecting on that one,
but, you know.
I mean, I bet you that is the case, though, because that's the whole reason why he hasn't said anything about them going out for the last few weeks and him not getting the sleep that he needs is because he didn't want her to think that she was dating an old guy, you know, instead of just dating an older guy. He says that it that is way. True. Which I was like, okay. Yeah. So I bet you he was pretty purposely left his glasses then, his readers. Yeah. But yeah. So he, you know, he's in it. He doesn't, you know, he's not trying to get away. She is not his Swish, because that's the whole thing. She thinks that she is Robert's Swish, that she's just an ego boost for him, that, you know, and that eventually he'll just get bored and leave. But that's not the case. He is in it. And he invites her to his other home upstate. It's essentially like a vacation home.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, which, you know, must be nice. I'm just saying.
Right. cabin in the woods.
Yeah. So they make plans for the following week, following Saturday, to do that. And we already talked about it, but the episode ends with, you know, with the proposal and everything, and future Sophie being like, yeah, this is real. This is happening. Yeah. So overall, what did you think of this episode, John? Season 2, episode 10, I'm His Swish.
It wasn't horrible. It was it was.
I don't think any of the episodes have been horrible at all this season.
No, but this one just, I don't know. It was a good episode overall. I think it's just, I don't know. I like it.
I think if this episode had aired by itself and not with the finale, the mid-season finale, I think it would be viewed a bit better. But the next episode is really good, I think, yes. Personally.
And I think, and so, that was the thing. This one was kind of lackluster compared to that mid-season.
Yeah. It's kind of like, this is like the Robert trilogy here, because like we get him for three episodes this season so far. You know, I'm not going to say anything else until we talk about the next episode. But so this is that middle chapter in that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like it feels like a middle chapter. You know, we're setting up stuff for the finale, for the mid-season finale. You know, we're expanding a little bit about what we saw in the first part. And so it does feel like the middle chapter of a three-part thing. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Which is usually the boring part anyway.
I mean
look at Lord of the Rings.
We're going to lose another like third of our audience here, man. Over here bashing the rings. There's only one return, and it's not of the king. It's of the Jedi. Boom. 53% gone. 83% gone. There it is.
Yeah, but one Star Wars fan just told his people that they need to come check us out because we're quoting Star Wars over here.
I hope so. But just don't bring shitty people. Like I don't need any of that. Just yeah. Leave your shit in the toilet. That's all I gotta say.
Oh my god.
That's my new thing. All right. So I think we've talked about this episode for a good amount of time, and why don't you let everybody know where they can find you, my friend?
Listen, it's simple. I'm gonna make it really simple. See this? If you're watching, it's right here. If you're listening, it's simply saying J1 on Twitter. We can't not find me. I'm pretty simple to find. See that? Simple to find.
There it is.
Find me. Let's shoot the shit. Let's catch up. Let's have fun.
If you shoot the shit, make sure when you're done, you put it back in the toilet. All right. You guys can find me at Movie Blog Merc on Twitter. That is the Twitter page for my site, Merc with Movie Blog. If you are watching this on YouTube, you are watching it on the Merc with Movie Blog YouTube channel. So be sure to hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and click that little bell wherever you may find it. What else, John?
If you're using your mobile device, you can set your notifications to let you know when we drop new content.
That's right. That's right. And if you prefer to listen with your ear holes instead of your eye holes, that's right. You're listening with your eye holes, and I'm standing by it. I'm standing by it. and you can head on over to anchor.fm/lastcall, HIMYM. Check us out there, and you can leave us a voice message as well if you got any questions, comments, concerns, any of that. Leave the voice message. We want to listen to it. We want to hear your beautiful or not so beautiful voices. I don't know. I don't care. You could have the shittiest voice in the world. We'll still play it on air, and we'll answer your questions, comments, and concerns. Just saying. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us a 5-star review if you like what you're listening to. Write something out. We'll read that on air. And again, somebody needs to tell me whether or not there's some shit on Spotify. I don't know. Hook a brother up. Just saying. I have no idea. Well, I don't use Spotify. I don't really know much about it. Sir, I'm an old man. I'm almost 40 for crying out loud. You don't know?
Y'all around here.
Yeah, around here. I mean, I don't even use Spotify for music. I know you do, but I don't.
You're an Apple.
I'm an Apple Music guy.
Yep.
We are the two sides, my friend. We are the two sides.
We are the yin and the yang.
That's right. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Last Call, HIMYM, for all your Last Call needs, whether it be this show, the How I Met Your Mother show, you know, random thoughts and memes and shit. They're there. I like to post weird stuff sometimes. It's cool. I hope you like it. All right. I think that's probably not. I think that's all I got for, man. What do you got for him?
listen, I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it 1,000 times. You don't have to go home, but you can't listen here.
All right. Catch you guys next time.